This webcast is a service of SDPB. Good, useful, and full of wonder. SDPB.
Officially start the meeting. Good morning. The Public Utilities Commission meeting is called to order. It is June 18th, 2026 at 10:30 Central Time. We are in the state capitol in Pierce, South Dakota in room 413. This is Commissioner Feagan, and I'll be chairing the meeting today. With me participating is Commissioner Nelson and Commissioner Hansen online. So with that, we are going to talk a little bit about the agenda. The agenda will be a little bit different than posted. I am going to take EL 26-009 and Natural Gas 26-003 together. Those are the economic development plans for Northwestern. Also, GE 25-001, that question on the agenda is mute, and I believe that motion will be withdrawn. There also, on that docket, there was a order signed by the commission that I believe is posted possibly right now in the last minute or two. Also in PS 25-003, that docket will be deferred, so we will not be hearing that today. So, fellow commissioners, that is kind of amendments to the agenda today. If there's nothing that you guys have concerns about, we will go to status report of Consumer Affairs, Deb Gregg.
Thank you very much. The commission received a total of 62 contacts since the last report was prepared for the June 2nd, 2026 commission meeting. 7 contacts related to telecommunication services, 34 contacts related to electric service, 3 contacts related to wireless service, 5 contacts related to natural gas, 2 contacts related to unwanted calls in the Do Not Call registry, 3 contacts related to wind energy, and 8 contacts related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC. 712 of the 734 contacts received in 2026 have been resolved.
Thank you, Ms. Gregg. Any questions of Ms. Gregg? Well, thank you. With that, is there approval of the minutes of the commission meeting held on May 19th, 2026 and June 2nd, 2026?
Move to approve.
It's been moved to approve. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan votes aye. Both minutes are approved. We will go to electric docket EL 25-024 in the matter of the application of Northern States Power Company doing businesses XL Energy for authority to increase its electric rates. As you know, we have concluded most of that docket, but today the question is, today shall the commission approve the revised customer notice and the tariff revisions on less than 30 days notice effective July 1st, 2026, XL Energy. You're first.
Thank you, Commissioner Feagan. Zev Sincer for XL Energy. This is just a general compliance outcome, making sure the tariffs and the customer notice are consistent with the commission's orders. We have worked with staff to make sure everything is in shape. Unfortunately, we had identified some errors when we were putting this together, and so the filing came in just a little bit late, and we believe it would make sense to just waive that 30 days so we can keep everything moving on the compliance deadline. Again, there were just a few clerical errors in getting the tariffs kind of straightened up, and we apologize for that.
Thank you. Staff?
Would you identify the last speaker, please?
Zev Sincer, Dorsey & Whitney, on behalf of XL Energy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Hansen. Staff?
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. Staff has reviewed the revisions filed and recommends the commission approve the revised customer notice and the tariff revisions on less than 30 days notice, effective July 1st, 2026. Thank you.
Questions or action of commission? In EL 25-024, I move that the commission approve the revised customer notice and the tariff revisions on less than 30 days' notice and effective July 1st, 2026. Any comments on the motion? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to EL 26-009 and NG 26-003. In the matter of the filing of Northwestern Energy Public Service Corporation doing business of Northwestern Energy for approval of its 2026 Economic Development Plan and 2025 Economic Development Report. The question before the commission on both dockets is, shall the commission approve Northwestern's Energy 2025 Economic Development Report and the plan for 2026? Go ahead, Northwestern Energy.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Rick Edwards. I am the Director of Community Connections at Northwestern Energy. It's great to visit with you this morning. And with me today, I have Paul Mance, who works out of our South Dakota operations. Just a few things. At the commission hearing back on May 19th, we did go through all of our economic development, actual expenses, and proposed budget for 26. And at that time, Chairman Nelson and Vice Chairwoman Fegan requested that we remove membership dues related to the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Professionals Association of South Dakota, because of concerns that the dues may contribute to each organization's political advocacy. We've confirmed that that was not the case, but we do respectfully agree that that makes sense to remove those. So in the resubmitted documents that you have before you, both on the electric and natural gas side, we removed the South Dakota EDPA and the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce dues from the proposed 2026 budget, as you requested. We did keep the 2025 actual dues expenses for these two organizations in the 2025 budget attachment B because they were approved in the 2025 proposed budget. We did also, in this new submission, changed the 2025 actual expense for the South Dakota Chamber dues to reflect a 17% decrease because we, like in previous years, we've taken that out because of lobbying expenses. And we did footnote in our documents all of these changes that we have made. And we did also in our submission request from those organizations letters that indicated they did not use any of our monies for political advocacy, just to confirm what we've said. But with that, I would like to respectfully request that you now approve our 2026 economic development budget. I do have Paul Mance, as I mentioned, on the phone, and Paul, if you have anything to add, please feel free.
Nothing else, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you.
So thank you, commissioners, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. We'll go to staff.
Thank you. This is Pat Stevenson of staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and the supplemental information that Northwestern filed last week, and staff would recommend the commission approve Northwestern Energy's 2025 Economic Development Report and 2026 Economic Development Plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions or action of commissioners?
Madam Chair.
Oh, go ahead.
You can go ahead.
In EL 26-009 and NG 26-003, I move that the commission approve Northwestern's 2025 Economic Development Report and 2026 Economic Development Plan.
Comments on the motion?
Thank you. I want to thank Northwestern in particular for, first of all, understanding the commission's concerns and then working quickly to kind of adjust the documentation so that it is very clear that none of Northwestern's customers would be forced to pay for any type of lobbying or political activity through this particular mechanism. The documentation you've provided clearly segregates that. We appreciate that. And it's also important to understand that this change preserves Northwestern's First Amendment rights to their public speech and their shareholders' ability to still make those kind of contributions if they deem them important for Northwestern's economic development activities. And so I think we've done what we need to do and appreciate Northwestern working with us on that.
Other comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Both motions pass for both dockets. That brings
us to... Thank you all very much.
Thank you. That brings us to EL 26-019 in the matter of Northwestern Energy Public Service Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy petition for approval of the 2026 phase-in rate plan rider tariff revision. Question before the commission is, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses occurred in review of this filing, commencing from the filing date? And shall the commission give the executive director authority to enter into necessary consulting contracts? Northwestern, you're up. Anything?
Hi, this is Rick Edwards. This is Rick Edwards again. I am not familiar with that filing. I suspect that would have been from either Jeff Decker or Pam Bonrud, and it does not sound like they're on the line. I apologize for that.
Not a problem. I'm sure our staff can handle their comments. I mean, staff's comments, anyway. Go ahead, staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Logan Shapar for staff. We would request the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing, commencing from the filing date, and also to give the executive director authority to enter into necessary consulting contracts. Thank you.
Thank you. I just about gave too much authority to the staff and gave authority from Northwestern to you, too, but that is not the case. Questions or comments or action from commissioners?
Madam Chair, in EL 26-019, I move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date, and the commission give the executive director authority to enter into necessary consulting contracts. My only comment is that this is, of course, a standard operating procedure and necessary in order to continue with the docket.
Thank you. Any other comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. The next docket we have taken care of. It will be withdrawn and mute in GE 25-001. The natural gas docket, we took that already with our economic development, and then the pipeline safety, that is going to be deferred. Public comments. There is one person in the room. They did not sign up for public comment. Staff, I don't think anybody signed up online. So public comments, we do not have any. The next regular commission meeting is Tuesday, June 30th, 2026 at 9:30 in room 413 of the state capitol. That afternoon, the three commissioners and the PU staff are personally hosting a 50th celebration of 50 years of being at the commission working for the public with Greg Reslov. So from 3 to 6 o'clock at the Capitol Visitor Center, we will be personally hosting an event to celebrate 50 years. So with that, our office will be closed on Friday, June 19th, an observant of a holiday. The evidentiary hearing for GE25-001 has been canceled, and the order is on the website, I believe. We will have an ad hoc meeting coming up on Wednesday, June 24th, I believe, at 1:30 at the State Capitol, but that order will be coming out for people. We do have a public input meeting in Waverly, South Dakota, on EL26-014 in the matter of the application of Crown Ridge Energy Storage. That will be at the Waverly Gymnasium on Wednesday, July 1st, 2026 at 6 p.m. Also, for all the fathers that are stakeholders with the Public Utilities Commission, happy Father's Day. Anything else before the commission? If not, is there a motion from one of the fathers?
Move to adjourn.
It's been moved to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.